bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. And obviously, I am not Dr. Ken. I am your girl, DT, coming to you live. It is Monday, September the 15th, 2025. I hope that you are having a great start to the week. Pull up a chair. Turn your volume up if you are driving home from work, heading to work, because we have got a lot of truth to talk about this afternoon. Listen, I was hosting, co-hosting Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken last night. And Truth Nation, I'm going to keep it 101.7, The Truth with you. And especially after listening to my brother Tory Lowe's show, I said yesterday that I refuse to even talk about a certain individual's tragedy, incidents, reactions. I'm just not going to do it. But you deserve information. You deserve inspiration. And so what I would love for us to discuss today that hits the heart of what I feel is safety, democracy, and quite frankly, our dignity. Now, in the last few days, or in the last week, what I find so ironic is that we celebrated the 24th. And when I say celebrate, let me replace that word with we acknowledge the 24th anniversary of 9/11, which took place obviously on September 11th, 2001. And what I noticed is wherever you were, when you either read or heard about the planes that hit the Twin Towers, aka the World Trade Center, when the Pentagon was hit, as well as Flight 93, that made the emergency landing, which ultimately killed all the passengers on the flight. As it was targeting the White House, it went down in Pennsylvania. We all remember, if we were alive then, where we were and how we felt. What amazes me is that we as a country reacted in a very unified, nonpartisan, human way. And now fast forward when tragedies in this country occur, there is more division, there's more politics. And so what amazes me is that in just the past few days, I'm reading headlines that read Black Democratic politicians, which, by the way, are elected officials that were chosen by the people, have been receiving bomb threats. This was just a recent headline that came out from the New York Times today. Not just Black Democratic politicians are being threatened, but last week, I was on the phone, and I'm not going to share this person's name, but this person is very well known in Milwaukee. They now reside in Atlanta. And they were sharing with me how they just had to get off the phone, or I'm sorry, they had to make a phone call to their child's vice chancellor of student affairs and basically ask, do I need to come and pick up my child? Just dropped off their child. For an experience of learning at a predominantly historically Black college. Now, some threats are being labeled credible, some non-credible, but let's be real. When someone threatens your life, your family, or your community's sacred institutions, and I'm going to replace the word your with our, because I have, am, and always will be Black. The intention is terror. Period. So when we come back from break, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We got a lot to unpack. In addition to the threats on HBCUs, and I'm going to get into those specific HBCUs, the reactions, and more importantly, Truth Nation, I want to ask you this question today. What does it say about where we are as a nation when leaders of color and our institutions of higher learning are targeted in this way? When, based on what I saw, we had nothing to do with this. And more importantly, how do we respond? Because a lot of us, and that's valid, are not responding due to fear. Some are responding with action. But I'm asking you, what does it say about where we are as a country? Again, 833-212-1017. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host this afternoon. Yours truly, DT, the effective communication coach. Let us know how you feel. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Y'all, we are back. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Thank you so much for tuning in. I see y'all on YouTube. SE, what's going on, sis? I see you. Information Man Show. I love that name. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Information Man Show. Ma the elephant. Ma boo. I'm just reading. Butterscotch Barbie, the cousin sum of the day, legendary DT in the building. Good afternoon to you, Ma the elephant. I appreciate the love. You always make me smile. That one guy, yo, right back at you. And I love how now when people are absent, everybody's like, are they good? I know that's right, y'all. That's valid because we didn't have a lot of changes. Yes, Dr. Ken is all right. Matter of fact, if you stay tuned in, 6 to 8, there's going to be a simulcast, or I should say a recording from our show last night. So Dr. Ken and I, we co-host The Truth Unfiltered live on our sister station, WTMJ, from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. He's on assignment. I'm just backfilling, y'all. He will be back tomorrow. But guess what? Your girl DT is coming home. I'll be in Milwaukee next week. And I will be co-hosting as well as hosting all next week on The Truth. So make sure you stay locked in to the best radio station on planet Earth. And y'all remember, this is the only station that you're going to get live consecutive hours of Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. So again, thank y'all so much for tuning in. And like I said before, if you're just joining us from break, we've been talking about, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to go there. But what I will talk about is the reality of threats being made to our institutions of historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs. Yeah, in 2025, y'all, our colleges and universities are being threatened. Bombs. Our Black Democratic elected officials, politicians are being threatened. This is sending a clear message. And one of the messages that I'm really frustrated with is that our babies, our students, our future leaders, excuse my language when I say this, we ain't sending our children to college, especially when the campus is predominantly filled with students that look like each other, to be threatened. Black excellence is to be nurtured. Are y'all with me? It is to be nurtured on our HBCU campuses. So as far as I'm concerned, as a mother, as a community advocate and leader, as an American citizen, this is way bigger than politics. This is about who is entitled to speak freely and who is not. And even when we don't speak, democracy is null and void. Who decides what's making these threats credible or not? Because in addition to the targeting of Black leadership, your vice president, J.D. Vance, on his podcast today, is planning a broad crackdown on liberal groups. I'm not making this up. You can go to whitehouse.gov. You can go to the New York Times. And I know some of us, well, the New York Times, that is a liberal left-wing media platform. Okay, we'll go to whitehouse.gov. Listen to Vice President J.D. Vance's podcast himself. I'm just paying attention to the words, which are very strong, crackdown. What does that even mean? And where do we draw the line between protecting the public and where do we go, y'all? The White House and the White House allies are saying there is a left-wing network funding and inciting violence. And based on that, this is an existential threat. Here's what the reporting also suggests. So far, the evidence for a coordinated liberal violence fomenting network is thin, shadowy, and largely alleged. Stick around, y'all, because we're going to continue to dig into what we know, what we don't, and what all of this might mean for democracy. Let's start with that. For activism and for free speech. If you've got a story, if you've got a concern, I want you to weigh in. I want to hear from you. Let's get started. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. I'm going to go to the Truth Talking text line and see what's going on. But we definitely want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am yours truly, DT, the Effective Communication Coach, filling in for Dr. Ken as he is on assignment today. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good afternoon. It is Monday, September 15th, 2025. You are listening live to The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host for the next hour and a half. It's your girl, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. How can citizens, American citizens, ensure checks and balances when it comes to protecting our safety? Let me just set up why I asked that question. Now, over this past week, at least six HBCUs, and for those that are not familiar with the acronym HBCU, it stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Now, of these six, included were Alabama State University, Hampton University, and Virginia State University. All of these HBCUs last week received threats resulting in campus lockdowns. Oh, not just campus lockdowns, class cancellations. So basically, our students weren't learning. And combined with not learning, they have to operate in fear. They have to have parents who just dropped their students off to now have to navigate through, is my child safe? As I'm writing this check with a whole lot of zeros for my child's tuition. There were even shelter in place orders, y'all, in reaction to what happened last week. And again, I told y'all, I'm not saying the individual's name. The first reaction, I will say, as a human being, as a woman of faith, and as a Christian, was my heart, it goes out to the babies that will no longer have a father, because there's no coming back from death. I'm just trying to understand how we got here. And during the same week that we acknowledged the 24th anniversary of 9/11, where the reaction was completely opposite of what we are reading, hearing, and even witnessing. And it's scary for many of us. Because even when we don't have anything to do with anything, we are at the forefront of the threats and the attacks and our safety being compromised. So has one side in America's ideological divide abused the label incitement to silence critics before? At what moment does activism become dangerous? Or is the danger always in the eye of the beholder? These questions are what is directly tied to both accountability and oversight. Because we have a vice president who on the podcast today said, we have to crack down on liberal groups. What makes a liberal group? What's the definition of that? And when you say crack down, what does that mean? These are threats. And so I'm just trying to understand what that means and why has the FBI labeled these threats against historically black colleges and universities that were put on lockdown as some were credible, some were not, some were hoaxes. Now, the FBI has also said they're taking these very seriously, but make no mistake of this. We have a lot of work to do. And if you think that because you may or may not have a student, or you may not have a student attending an HBCU, this is not your problem, please think again, because all black students, whether they attend an HBCU or a predominantly white institution of higher learning, black students need to be protected. Black students need to be protected across all colleges and universities here in the U.S. Because here's the thing with certain leaders that are driven by power. The first thing you have to do is control a population. And in order to control a population, you have to do what? You got to put in that fear. Because if I'm feared or if I'm scared, then I'm vulnerable. And if I'm vulnerable, I'm susceptible to believe whatever. And so please mark my word when I say this. We have to consider the source, the credibility, and in the wake of the tragic event that happened last week, where do we go from here? 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. John on our Truth Talk and text line says, good afternoon. This is John Fletcher from EPU Personal Self-Defense System, LLC. The best way we handle this is to stay focused and strong on whatever your mission is and don't be distracted by all the nonsense. It will drive you crazy. The system is working perfectly for them. Stay blessed, DT. Thank you, John. Appreciate the kind words and thank you for your input. So when you say, John, the best way to handle this is to stay focused and strong, what does that mean? What does that entail? Give me some steps. Because as someone who has their own security and self-defense system business, I would love to hear what are some ways that you recommend or suggest that we as a community handle this in terms of staying focused and staying strong. Because sometimes when I hear people say, you're in my thoughts, you're in my prayers, or let's keep this community in our thoughts and prayers, I love it. I appreciate it. But I need us to be a little bit more specific. What does that mean? 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. And as we are reading and hearing more about the reactions, the threats, the law enforcement response, the escalation, there's a lot of serious implications that are taking on, that are being taken on. Especially when it comes to free speech. The word for the day is control. That is what I am witnessing. That's what I'm seeing, is acts of control. And if that's the case, then what makes this country great? If I, as an American citizen, tax-paying, law-abiding, registered to vote, born natural citizen, descendant of slavery, what am I supposed to do? And a lot of us are asking those questions. Avery on our YouTube message board says, we are united in hate and anger instead of being united in love. I hear you, Avery. I hear you loud and clear. Because that's all I'm trying to do, y'all. I'm not perfect. By any means, not even close. I don't even try to be. But what I do try is to make sure that I treat people the way that I want to be treated. And that's just not what I'm seeing today. We're going to get into a lot of the realities that we are currently as a community navigating, including Black unemployment. For the second straight or consecutive month, Black unemployment has reached its highest level in this country since the pandemic of 2020. So let me put this in perspective, because y'all a little quiet today. And that's cool. I appreciate, maybe you just want to listen today. Sometimes, look, Denise, I've been talking all day. I've been in meetings all day, or I'm about to go to work. I just want to listen. I want to listen to learn and listen to understand. I get it. However, what I don't want anyone to feel as part of Truth Nation is that your voice is not valuable. Because we are starting to go back 50 years where we're scared to speak. We are afraid to state our perspective, our opinion, and rightfully so. The question is that what the intention is? Because in addition to being threatened, we don't have jobs. And for the younger people, the younger generations, they even have it worse. So when we come back from our next break, we're going to get into the headline that Black unemployment continues to rise and is rising for the second straight month, reaching its highest level since the pandemic. Now, if you are not allowed to speak, especially when it comes to those of us that are employed. And then we got to worry about, on top of that, that Black folks, generally speaking, in this country are not working. What's that say? Is it about layoffs hitting Black workers first and rehiring us last? Is it about the industries where we are most represented? Or is it about a system that still hasn't addressed the inequities that we've been talking about and naming for decades? Because when we talk about this race that we run every day for equality, democracy, and I share this with my white colleagues, my white friends, my white associates. You may be telling me that you're running the same race as I am. I stand in solidarity with the Black community. Thank you so much. We appreciate your allyship. But it's hard to measure equality when our starting point in the race is 20 yards behind your starting point. But yet we got to run faster to keep up. That's exhausting. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. You don't even have to say who you are. But if you want to vent, if you want to release, just get some stuff off your chest. Your girl DT, I got your back. I'm here. We're going to be here for another hour and some change. Because I'm not here to just rattle off a bunch of stats and pump any Kool-Aid in your heart. For those that were born and raised or grew up in the 90s, you know what that means. I want to know how this is showing up in your life. We need to talk about this. What are we seeing with our friends, our family, our neighbors? Because if Black unemployment is climbing and if Black people are being targeted, then the real story isn't about numbers. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. This is your girl DT. As Dr. Ken is on assignment, we'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth Talking text line is blowing up. Thank goodness y'all heard, because I was like, y'all out there? Look, we got Lisa, Shy, and John, our Truth Talking text line. So we're going to go straight to y'all because your voice is valuable and it deserves to be heard. If you're just tuning in, good afternoon. It is Monday, September 15th, 2025. This is The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host for today. Yours truly, your girl DT, the effective communication coach. Let's go straight to our Truth Talking text line. Lisa, you are live with your girl DT. We have been talking about the aftermath of last week's tragic events and how it's impacting our community. What is your question or comment?
Hi, Denise. I'm not feeling too good, but the Black community, first of all, we don't know no Charlie Kirk, whatever the name is. I thought it was an actor. Next, move on. That's white people news. That's not a problem. So we don't care about the guy. And then these Black people still on vacation. They've been on vacation since they voted. So I understand what John's saying. We've been on vacation. They FAFO, they found out. Y'all voted for them, so now you're going to find out what's going on. I understand what John is saying. They're doing all these scare tactics and everything. Denise, you know, we'd be like, come on, you want to do something? You threaten me? Okay, you can do all the threats you want, but when you swing, it's something different. Now, if they want to hurt us, they will have hurt us. They would have hurt our kids. But they're taking what they're doing over in the White House, they're taking our eyes off what's really going on. I mean, hey, look, it was funny how they didn't show you guys, but the white man was protesting, we have to fight or something. Who you gonna fight? We didn't kill that man. We didn't, you know, unalive that man. Your people unalived him. So who you gonna fight? That ain't our fight. We don't have anything to do with it. We send back, and you know, those that do vote, they're waiting until it's time to vote. They're on vacation right now. I know the economy is at its worst, but you know, we survived COVID-19, and as you know, we do, we're gonna take care of each other. These kids nowadays, look, they're not afraid to die. They'll tell you in a minute, I'm not afraid to die. If you think that by us being unemployed, if you think we're going to go work at your farms and, you know, get your chickens or whatever and do, it's not going to work. No, we're not going that far. So we're not going to go back to the 1950s because I'm still trying to understand and say, make America
Lisa
great again.
Lisa said, no, ma'am.
When was it ever great?
Not today. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. And what I really want to underscore that you shared, Lisa, is that this is not our fight. And sometimes we got to be reminded of when to jump in and when to stay in our lane. So Lisa, thank you for that. We're going to go to our next caller. The Truth Talking text line is blowing up, y'all. 833-212-1017. Shy, you are live with your girl DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
Hey, Denise. Hey. I'm on the interesting. I moved up. When I see with this stuff going on, like the street stuff, what they was doing, the donuts in the street is so crazy. To me, it's my opinion. I think that it's a high rise, a lot of racism down there. It's all over with employment. And it's not a lot of African-Americans that I'm old school. Now there's not a lot for them to do. There's not a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they're doing all that crazy stuff. Man, people are scared. The people don't want to do nothing. They're selling drugs. I go down there just to go down there. I'm in Racine, and it's just so crazy. I'm just venting. And I love our community, but it's like, and I've been out to different jobs. They're not hiring. They're hiring a lot of bad food restaurants. But I just keep it real. Whether America wants to see it, it's racist. A lot of racist. A lot of these white people don't want to speak to you. They got their earbuds in. And it's not a lot to do. And then they got a lot of people got guns. I just tell y'all people, I had about a month ago, I got a gun pulled on me, and it's sad out there. And thank God I'm still here. It's ridiculous that we live in a society like that. And I hear people, oh yeah, I'm gonna shoot this dude. This is crazy. God did not make us humans to kill one another. He wants us to love. We're in a selfish time now where people don't care. They don't care about nothing but themselves, but their earbuds, and they don't want to hear you. So, and it's not, I don't know what it's going to do. There's not a lot to do down there. I see them, and I don't know what's going to happen with these school shootings, everything, just everything going on. So I just pray for the world. I just hope we get better. I hope we can come back, like you said, in the 80s and 90s, and people can start helping people. People need help. Homeless people, I know homeless people. I help the homeless people out when I can, too. That's what I do, because that's figure my higher power will help me. So, man, I wish we had something, and I wish they would, and people, employers, hire our African-American.
Well, Shot.
Let our African-American people get some jobs out there so we can.
I appreciate your call, because everything that you're saying, especially regarding prayer, because at this point, like you said, that's what really troubles me is, and we're going to talk about this more. So I really appreciate, Shy, what you shared. When did we stop appreciating different perspectives? Our Truth Talking text line continues to blow up. We're going to go back to our Truth Talking text line. But when we come back, after we hear from John and Al, when we come back at the top of the hour, I want to share with y'all a quote from the late, great James Baldwin. And I'm going to share this quote for everybody who's listening, because I know we have a lot of valuable non-Black listeners that tune in to listen and learn. And I'm going to share with you a quote from James Baldwin. And for those that don't know who James Baldwin is, please Google and get acquainted with that incredible human being. All right, John, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris as he's on assignment. What is your question or comment, John?
Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to clear up what not clear up. Just give you some more examples of what I said when I sent that text in. Right. To me, this whole thing is designed to do what it's designed to do. Keep you distracted. They're trying to set you up, like in football, like the person that does a foul doesn't necessarily get called for it. They wait for the retaliation and call it on the second person, right? So what I mean by our people, and is there's no one specific formula on how to fix your problems. But what you can do is stay focused on what you were doing and what you're trying to accomplish, right? They have the nonsense. They have the trap set up. They want you to get involved. It's obviously, even when we stay to the left, they still try to drag us in somehow. Just like that you said before, it was these were white men that did this. What do we have to do with it, right? But other narratives are being thrown in. That's how you know it's the system and it's the way they're trying to do things. I know. Thank you for hearing me. That's all I had to say. I have a whole lot to talk about, but I want to give other people a chance to talk.
Well, John, hold on. Hold on, brother, because you're dropping some gems. I'm loving what you're saying. My question is, when you say stay focused, how do we stay focused? Give us some recommendations on what that looks like and feels like.
Well, what I mean by stay focused is, right, a lot of people are taking this and they're getting discouraged, you know, they don't know what to do. They think the world is coming to an end, or I feel like I can't do, or I can't accomplish what I want to accomplish because they're systematically trying to change everything. They're playing chess, right? So as black folks, as black people, you have to stay focused. Meaning, if you have a career that you want to do, stay focused in doing that. Whatever your focus is, that's why I say it's broad. It's not, there's not like one exact thing, but the thing you can do is better yourself, right? Better yourself, take care of yourself, and accomplish what you need to accomplish. And don't get caught up in all of this back and forth. The laws are going to change. They're systematically trying to get you to move, to do things so they can say, hey, see what I'm saying? There they go over here doing this. So we got to bring this in. So you got to stay out of that and stay focused on what you're doing, what you were doing. If that's getting a degree, if that's going to school, graduating, if that's just living your life the best you can live it. That's what I mean by stay focused. A short amount of time, if that answered the question.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about, John. That's what I needed. And that's what we needed to hear from leaders like yourself. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you for the encouragement. When we come back, we're going to go straight back to our Truth Talker text line. We're going to hear from our beloved Al. So make sure you stay locked in. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into black unemployment again. It's happening. It's increasing. Is this all part of the plan? Because remember that memo that everybody was like, oh, that's just a document. Remember Project 25? Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we're going to get into that. Also, we're going to give you some updates. The most recent court ruling regarding Lisa Cook, the Federal Reserve governor, who was fired by President Trump. The latest with that. Also, a recent poll has found that there is a decline in belief that blacks and Asians in this country face racial discrimination. So the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Our Truth Talking text line has been blowing up. We so appreciate you, your listenership, your viewership on YouTube. Stay locked in for the second hour of The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. This is your guest host, your girl, DT. As Dr. Ken is on assignment, and we'll be back tomorrow. Stay locked in.